Laura Creer would love to see Tyson come to her town, Concordia, about a half hour north of Salina in Cloud County.
I've been here for 10 years now, and I'm a realtor, and I'm a basketball coach for the school.
Sitting at her desk in the real estate office, Creer says over the decade she's lived here, she's noticed the town shrinking.
I just want to see it grow, and I want my kids to want to come back home.
Creer grew up near Garden City in Holcomb, Kansas, where her single mother worked for a Tyson beef processing plant. She knows about the foul smells and the potential threats to the local water supply. But for her mother, the job was better than anything else she could get.
She knew she had job security. She had good income. If she needed to take time off, she had days where she could take time off and paid as well.
I am looking for someone named Ashley.
In Cloud County, the median wage is $11.86 an hour. Tyson had said it would pay $13 to $15 an hour at a new poultry processing plant.
For us, these are incredible jobs, and they're jobs that put food on people's tables.
That's Ashley Hutchinson. She's the head of economic development for Cloud County. She tells me they're courting not just Tyson, but other chicken producers too, like Costco, Smart Chicken, and Purdue.
I talk about chickens all day. You have no idea. So
Cloud was one of more than 40 communities to tell the Kansas Department of Agriculture they were interested in Tyson after Tonganoxie said no. Cloud's proposal was among a few that stood out. The county has many of the things a major chicken producer would look for, like potential employees and infrastructure. US 81 runs right through Concordia and eventually connects to I-70. The county also produces truckloads of grain for chickens to eat. Sedgwick County was on the short list for Tyson, too, but the people there reacted a lot like the people in Tonganoxie. Denise Lewis, Darwin League, and Monica Marks were just a few of the people who spoke up at a Sedgwick County Commission meeting in November.
I've done some research, and in short, these are not the jobs that Sedgwick County needs.
They're going to mess our water up, guys. I don't care what they're telling you. They're going to mess our water up.
You've heard at all the meetings now, week after week, that people that live in this area don't want it.
Poultry plant salaries just aren't as enticing for people who can commute to a job that pays $60,000 a year in more appealing industries like aviation. So after a few weeks of flirting with the idea of offering Tyson incentives, Sedgwick County officials, including Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, declared they would spend $7 million on a new facility for Spirit AeroSystems instead.
At the end of the day, it just evaluated where should our resources go, and Spirit's where this commission went.
Despite the rejections, Carrie Wiefald of the Department of Agriculture says there's a market for poultry operations in Kansas.
There is a vision and a goal and enough information gathered to look at the opportunity to grow poultry in a very smart way for our state.
She's now trying to understand the concerns the opposition brought up as she works with other interested communities.
Because those do not want to have a situation happen like we had in the Tonganoxie area.
The Kansas legislature has also entered the debate. It recently passed a bill that increases how many chickens can be housed inside of barns within a mile of other inhabited buildings. The bill is essentially an invite to the poultry industry. But none of that might matter. In Cloud County, Ashley Hutchinson is worried the rejections by Sedgwick and Tonganoxie might have already ruined the chances of Kansas landing a new chicken plant.
We are a state that feeds the nation and feeds the world. And maybe if you don't particularly want that opportunity on your doorstep in a metro area, that doesn't mean we don't.
In an email, Tyson wrote it is not in active discussions with any community in Kansas to build a new processing plant. The company is instead focused on building a facility in Humboldt, Tennessee. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.